Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
live from the Mike Francesa Studios, high above Hudson Street here on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. It's the Midday Show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit till 2 o'clock. The afternoon drive will come your way. Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, and Chris Collin, Anthony Gallo, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, how are you?
You're back!
I'm here.
Back!
I am here, stunningly.
And I got to tell you, you look good.
Yeah, I don't know how good I look, but, you know, I feel pretty good today. It's best I've felt probably all year, to be very honest with you. But good to be back. Good to be in the seat next to you. Good to be seen. And ready to roll. Pumped up. Masters Day starts today. I got bets on four different guys. You got the Mets and Yankees rolling right now. Mets with a nice win yesterday, even though nobody saw it because it was on Facebook. They're 4-1. The Yankees with another win. Everybody, all the big guys hit home runs yesterday, so they're 4-2. So everything going pretty good right now.
Apparently, this Facebook broadcast was not beloved by people.
Bro.
People were not fans of it. Though I did learn that there is comments that you could shut off. You could press a button and shut the comments off. But I don't know. I mean, I don't see that this is going to be the future. Facebook is in trouble. We all know that. Facebook is not growing. If anything, they're on the decline. They're going to go away. So I wouldn't be overly worried about this. There will be no more Met broadcasts on Facebook this year. There are zero Yankee broadcasts on Facebook this year. So unless you really, really care about Cardinals Brewers, which sometimes I do.
Right. Now you do.
Then it doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It's over.
I tell you, yesterday, let me tell you what here's the deal yesterday with this Facebook thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to go to rehab yesterday, so I couldn't, you know, the Met game didn't start till almost like 3 o'clock anyway. So after rehab, my wife had a little bouncing around to do. I stayed in the car while she was going in and out of the store. So I listened to a good 3-4 innings in the car with Howie and Josh. You know, I heard, you know, most of the game, I heard Rosario got the big double, big triple and all that. So I come home, they're winning 4-2. And the last thing I remember, when I got out of the car, Robles is coming in the game. And they got a 4-2 lead. And I'm like, oh, you know, Robles is giving it up, you know? So anyway, so I finally get home. I didn't know at the time Robles strikes out the side for the one inning.
And dominant.
Unbelievable. So I get home, and my wife says, okay, let's try to put the game on Facebook. Let's see if we can do it. I said, okay great, because she's got a Facebook account. So she puts it on, and there it is. Adrian Gonzalez is up. I got the game on. I'm sitting in the Lazy Boy recliner. It's like the eighth inning. I'm going to watch the end of the game on Facebook. About after Gonzalez, I don't know what he did. He flew out, whatever he does. All of a sudden, this, like, stuff comes on in front of the game. Like, I'm like, what is this?
Pop-up ads?
Well, it wasn't even pop-up ads. It was, like, this music and something about hitting this different button and this and that. So my wife's, like, trying to get it straightened out. And, like you said, all these messages are going on the side, too. And I'm like, some of these people, like, I mean, some girl, I think it was a girl, was like, this is the message. Hi. What? What are we doing here? I mean, this is absurd. So now I'm going crazy trying. My wife's going crazy trying to get this thing done. I said, "Look, you know what? It's the eighth inning. It's only a half an inning to go. Stop it, because I can't. I'm gonna break the computer if this goes any further." So she shuts the computer off. I listened to the ninth inning on the radio, and that was it. I mean, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I
mean,
come on.
This is not.
Thank God this is done with the Mets.
And this is not the future. There are a lot of great technologies out there. With the NBA app, they have this thing, TNT Overdrive. So when there's a TNT NBA game on, you can watch the game with the camera angle you want. That's cool. Gives you the option. I like options. I'm a fan of options. Right, the MLB app, I've always talked glowingly about it. It's amazing. They do a great job. That's the future. This garbage yesterday, that's not the future. All right? Facebook is the past. Facebook is going away. The ability to start a game when you want to start a game, the ability to fast forward when you want to fast forward like you have with DVR, that's the future. So yesterday was a nuisance, and I only say it from a little bit of experience because I was at the game, and I really feel bad for this poor guy two sections over. Oh, my God, this poor schlub. He made this beautiful sign, this gorgeous sign, that said, "Hi, Gary, Keith, and Ron."
Oh,
and every half
and he
inning,
didn't know.
Had no idea. Every half inning, this guy holds up the sign, and we're all yelling at him.
Right,
they're not here today.
Right.
And he has no idea what we're talking about. He's like, "Gary, Keith, we love you."
The one game the guy goes to all year, he's got the sign probably.
He's
right?
got the sign,
and it's the one game they're not doing it.
I know.
That's crazy.
Poor guy. But here's the bottom line. This is the most amazing thing, and this is why baseball is so great. Hansel Robles comes in and dominates.
Oh,
what?
Unbelievable.
Where'd that come
Strikes
from?
Strikes out the side. You know, I was watching the post-game show because I wasn't sure if they were even going to have a post-game show.
Did they?
They did.
Good.
You know, it was,
good job by SNY.
It was Gary Apple and, of course, Nelson Figueroa. And apparently Dave Island said to Callaway, because, you know, Callaway's talking after the game, Dave Island said to Callaway, "We're pitching Robles today." Like, he had a feeling Robles was going to be good today.
I saw on the SNY website, so I guess that means it was from the postgame. I saw Callaway's postgame press conference, and he mentioned that Island had worked on some minor tweaks with Robles.
Right.
The problem with that is we hear that all the time with people. That doesn't mean it's going to turn him into a completely different guy. And I'm not convinced he's a different guy. Because one thing about Robles, as much as we rip him, is he's had some very good moments as a Met pitcher. I remember that game when Bartolo Colon got knocked out.
You always bring that game out, like the one pitch, one guy, one batter into the game.
And he was great.
Right.
He came
in, he
got like seven or eight outs.
Right.
So he's had these moments where he looks good. I think that's part of why he's so frustrating, because at times you think, wow, maybe we have something with this guy. And then he's pointing to the sky on a 500-foot home run.
I know.
But yesterday was just a collective effort from the Met bullpen that was really, really good. And the guys that are exciting me are Gausselman and Lugo.
Of course.
Those are the guys.
Absolutely. I mean, they could change everything. Let's be honest. I mean, those two guys in the pen can really change everything. They've been dominant so far. Lugo Monday night, I guess it was, in that crummy weather, it was cold. He was tremendous. He was breaking those curveballs up. He was off. He was dominant. And the same thing with Gausselman yesterday.
The one
unbelievable
thing I want to see Callaway do is use these guys in extended roles when they're good.
Right.
So, and I know sometimes that's tough because you're in the National League and there may be a big at-bat, but you've got two guys that are starting pitchers. They can go four innings.
Sure.
And we saw the Astros last year when their bullpen was a mess in the postseason using starters to get a lot of outs. Now, obviously, you can't pitch Gausselman 2 days in a row when that happens, but that's, I think, what makes those guys so dangerous is really great weapons for Callaway that you can use them to get more than three outs, to get even more than six outs. That's what bothered me the other day when Lugo didn't save the game. He could have gone out and got
the
last three outs.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, the idea that, you know, it's going to be bullpen by committee as far as who the closer is nonsense.
It's BS. Yeah.
It's obviously Familia.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And every game, Familia puts the leadoff guy on somehow. He either walks him, gives up a hit like he did yesterday. He's managed to get out of it so far. He's done a nice job. But I got to tell you, he scares me.
Of course he
does. He's moved right into the role of every other Met closer we've ever had.
And guess what? Just like Armando Benitez and just like Billy Wagner, he has brutal playoff defeats now.
Yeah, well,
Connor
that
Gillespie
is true.
Says hi.
Right.
The World Series.
Right.
Even though Matt Harvey put a couple of guys on base and Lucas Duda's defense was bad.
Yep.
So I just think the Mets have a chance if they want. And the Yankees have it with Chad Green, where you don't have to just get three, four, five, six outs. You can extend them. That's a weapon to have out of the bullpen. You know, with A.J. Ramos, you get three outs, you're done. Jerry Blevins, you get a couple of outs, he's done. I get all that. Same thing with Familia. But with Lugo and Gausselman, those guys have the ability to go deeper. And Gausselman, I mean, how great is he looking out of the bullpen?
He's been unbelievable. I was down on him. He's been great. Both of them have been great. I mean, let's be honest. Those two guys change everything for this team out of the pen. They change everything.
They really do. And they make you forget that Anthony Swarzak's on the DL. Yeah. But what was really nice about yesterday is that Noah Syndergaard threw a million pitches.
Yeah.
He only gave you four innings.
But to me,
innings.
That's a negative, that he only gave you four innings and he's got to throw 92 pitches.
That's the negative. The positive is they won anyway.
Right. Well, that's true. But you know what? Here's one issue, though. You don't want to see. And look, we're thrilled. They're 4-1. You're off to a terrific start. You're happy about that. And they're really not. after the first two games, they really haven't hit much since then.
At all, yeah.
You know, but, you know, Yoenis gets the big home run yesterday. You get the big triple out of Ahmad, of Rosario. But the bottom line is this. If they, you cannot burn this bullpen out too early. We don't need to see that. We got to see especially Syndergaard and Big Jake. They got to go deeper into the games.
No doubt. Four innings is not acceptable.
No.
Five innings is not acceptable. And I think with knowing Jake, it's got to be more like seven. I mean, that's really what you're going to need from those guys.
Yep.
So it's
who knows what you're getting from everybody else.
You still
Bobby,
have no idea.
Matt's. You know, who knows?
It's going to take a lot to trust Matt Harvey and Steven Matz and whoever the fifth starter is, eventually Jason Vargas when he's back.
Yep.
But they were able to win yesterday anyway. They had a very good homestand as they win two out of three against the Phillies. They win the two for two against Phillies, right. Two out of three against the Cardinals, I should say. And now
the
things get
begins.
Interesting. Because the season isn't on the line by any stretch. It's April. But last year, the year before that, I am sick and I am tired of getting beat and embarrassed by those bozos
Amen.
Down in D.C.
Amen.
I'm sick of it.
Amen.
So today, it starts with Jake. Let's spoil their home opener.
Yep.
Steven Strasburg. There's a few Mets who actually have good numbers against Steven Strasburg. I've had some success against Steven Strasburg.
Yoenis and Bruce, I think, between them, are like 16 for 37.
Yeah, they've hit him.
They have hit him.
They've actually had some success.
Yep.
So right now, there's a couple of things that feel different. And beating the Nationals would be one of the things. The other thing that feels very different is that Michael Conforto.
How about that?
Is back. And
he's got to be leading off today, doesn't he?
He's leading off in center.
You got the lineup already?
I only heard that part. I'll get the rest of it.
Okay.
But what's so stunning about that is we're so accustomed to the Mets saying a guy's going to be back on May 1st and we don't see him till July. And Conforto, and I don't necessarily think they're rushing him. I don't think they're moving very fast with him, but he has destroyed that target date. He's gotten back a few weeks earlier. Now, as long as he stays on the field and doesn't re-injure the shoulder, this feels very, very different in Metland that a guy is coming back way before he was supposed to come back.
Yeah, no question about it. Usually, like you said, bro, it's the other way around. We don't see him for the whole year. So, very pumped about Conforto. Got to be excited about the Mets start to this point. There's no question. And how about Rosario, who's got a lot of big hits for them already? And yesterday, that triple with two out. That was a huge hit. I'm in the car listening to that, and I'm saying, man, they got to score some runs here because Robles is coming in the game. And that's all I could think about.
Oh, of course.
You know, and he got that huge triple with two out yesterday. Now, you got to be very happy to this point. And
well,
like you said, let's do some damage against Washington.
You want me to take you off a little bit?
Yeah. Who's not playing today?
Who were you just talking about?
Who's that?
Ahmed Rosario. Not in the lineup.
Was he playing Jose today again?
He's playing Jose Reyes.
Well. I'm not going crazy about that.
I wonder if that...
Reyes needs some at-bats. So.
Reyes needs at-bats, and Reyes has more at-bats against Strasburg than anybody on this Met roster. And I wonder... And he doesn't have great success against him. He's not terrible. He's 8 for 32, which is 250.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
32 at-bats against the guy is
a
lot.
It's a good sample size.
Ahmed Rosario's only seen him twice, so I wonder if that has a lot to do with it. I hope there isn't any kind of injury or anything like that. I certainly hope that's not the case, because it now means Ahmed Rosario will have sat two of the last three games.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's just he wants the veteran guy in there against Strasburg.
Maybe. Here's the rest of the lineup. Conforto is leading off in center. He's activated. Phillip Evans going to AAA. As Drubal is batting second, Yoenis 3, Bruce 4, Frazier 5, Adrian Gonzalez 6, Kevin Plawecki 7, Jose Reyes 8, DeGrom 9. So as we've seen, when Rosario doesn't play...
He doesn't bat the pitcher 8th.
Right. He hits Reyes 8th, in this case Reyes 8th, and the pitcher 9th. But don't worry, if you're upset and you want to see a pitcher hit 8th, the Nationals are taking care of that for you. Steven Strasburg
is that right?
Okay. Yes. It seems like a lot of teams do that. They like to have that pitcher
that
hit 8th.
That has become the very trendy thing to do.
Very trendy. And they have Michael Taylor as their double leadoff hitter to try to get guys on base for Bryce Harper.
He's batting 9th today?
He's batting 9th, but it's an afternoon baseball game in D.C. It sounds like the weather's going to be nice. And we'll be on for an hour during that game. So that could be very interesting if you want to hear us
that
during a Met game.
That is definitely true.
We'll get to the Yankees from yesterday. Giancarlo Stanton answered immediately. And Luis Severino was excellent. So we'll get to the Yankees.
Great.
Plenty of your telephone calls coming up. Eddie C is going to join us a little bit later on. We'll preview the Masters, which I know you're very excited for.
I'm very excited. Tiger tees off at 10:42. Got a little money on him. Got a little money on Bubba Watson. Got a little money on Henrik Stenson, who's a terrific 35-1 number. And got a little money on Justin Thomas.
So you got a chance to win some money.
I hope so.
Some moolah.
I want to see two of those guys down the stretch on Sunday.
Of course.
I'll be very happy.
Of course.